Well, if you've ever considered at home, you know, you're sitting there and going, boy, instead of going into the office, I'd like to stay at home and work in my pajamas. You might want to take your business online. Joining us to have a chat about that with some advice is Stacey Bryce from Healthy Business Finances, because the price is always right. How are you this morning, Stacey?
Very good. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure as always. Just remembering, of course, the advice that we offer in this segment is general in nature, so you should always have a word to your personal financial consultant. But, Stacey, we do want to, you know, we don't want to have to get up and get out of our pyjamas to go to work. We just want to work online. That'd be so much easier for us.
Look, it would be easier. And I think the original dream of having perhaps a bricks and mortar office or a bricks and mortar store is now slowly wearing a little bit thin on people. So working from home can be great, whether you have physical products or a service-based business. But I always recommend treating it like you are going to work. So that does mean getting out of your pajamas. It does mean getting dressed. And it does mean not working from the couch.
All right, fair enough. I'll just keep coming into the radio station regardless. I'm not a very good one for advice on this. So aside from that, what's the first step for us if we're going to consider just going online with our business?
Yeah, there's a few things to think about. And I think in this modern age, we've got so much choice now, which is fabulous. I guess there's two main ways to take your business online. One is having it via your own website. Now, that could be via an online platform such as Shopify, WooCommerce. They're more for a product-based business, but you can have your own online business if you're a service-based business that you manage yourself. So a lot of the responsibility falls with you to manage that website, manage the stock levels, manage the service provision, all of that stuff. Although there are some alternatives, things like Etsy are very popular in the creative industry.
Yeah.
So that's a website that you don't necessarily have to deal with all the back end of the website, but you can load your products and use their platform as a selling platform. So it's a little bit easier in terms of management, a little bit less risky. You obviously pay some fees to use that platform though. So there's pros and cons of both.
Stacey, would you say that if somebody had a business and perhaps more than 50% of their sales were actually happening online, that's the time to think about maybe we just need to have our own online presence and don't have to have the bricks and mortar side of it?
Yeah, and it really comes down to understanding your customers, down to what are their habits. And what will happen if you take that away from those people that do like to come and touch and feel your products in a store, which is why most people like to go to a store. So if you do want to move at 100% online, you still need to think of those customers and how can you provide that same type of experience, but in the online space. So that's where a lot of video marketing can come into play, where you can show videos of products, how they look, how they feel, the material, the clothes, the shoes, whatever it is. So you're still trying to provide that in-store experience. It's just in a digital way.
Of course, radio marketing wouldn't be a bad idea either.
Look, the more you get in front of people and remind them about it, especially when you think you're in the car, the subconscious messages that come through in that advertising is amazing what people remember. So it's not just a matter of having a website. That's definitely not enough. You need to think about the whole marketing that comes with having that online store. Nobody's going to walk past your online store. So how do you get it in front of people in a much more crowded place online? You know, you're now competing with people from not just your own town, but Australia-wide plus internationally. So you need to do something to step up your game.
There's a lot to consider, certainly more than just, you know, not getting out of our pyjamas. Stacey Bryce, as always, thank you very much for your kind advice, and we will speak again in the future. You take care.
No worries. Thanks so much, Andrew.